they exist. But if they do, they would be something both resilient and green. So I challenge all my listeners to come up with something resilient and green in your spare time. And if you come up with something really good, tell your friends, you know, post it on your blog or something. Make it super swell. So this now concludes my show. I'm going to... Oh, yes, yes. You are listening to Radio Voice, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This has been Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name is Alex. You can, you know, come say hi and give me a hug. I give really good hugs, even though I'm really lanky and it doesn't look like I give good hugs. I give pretty good hugs. If anyone's concerned about the... about if I actually give good hugs or not, and you're like, oh, I don't really believe them, you can contact me and I'll email you a list of people who can all verify that I give good hugs. This is something I pride myself on. Anyway, so coming up next is The Rib with your host, Robin. She's pretty awesome. She's here. She's going to play music and announce upcoming shows. I think Godspeed You Black Emperor is playing in England in the next couple months. So, for all of those going to England in the next couple months, check it out. I don't really have anything off the top of my head. Explosions in the Sky is coming in September. So are the Decemberists. Thurston Moore and Kurt Vile are playing on the 21st, which is going to be good because Thurston Moore is really good and so is Kurt Vile. Wizards are playing at the Cobalt on the 22nd. The 23rd is Battles at Venue. On the 17th, my friend comes from Toronto. That's kind of cool. You can come see that. I mean, it's kind of like a show. We're going to, like, give each other a hug at the bus stop or whatever. And it'll be like, oh, reunion. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now. But, so, that is it. And just to remind you, this has been Mantis Cabinet. And I will talk at you guys next week. Later.
Everybody, hello and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to set some stuff up for you folks. But in the meantime, while I'm doing this, check out this track. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from this first band here. This is Cheer Accident. And their new album I have right here, it's called No Ifs, Ands, or Dogs. And they're hilarious because they're totally a bunch of old proggers. And, you know, it's funny, like, usually I don't like... You know how bands, they play, they're really great, and then they keep playing for a long time. Well, these guys have been for over 20 years together, and I think this is a pretty rad album still. It's super proggy and it's hilarious, and but in a good way. I appreciate that. They're from Chicago. They're a quintet fronted by Carmen Armilis. And just cause, I'm going to play two tracks by them. The first one is called This Is the New That. And while I stop breaking the radio station, you can check this one out.
Yeah.
right, you guys, here's another track from Cheer Accident. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Robin, and I'm back. And I'm back, yeah. Okay, what was it? I think it was... This next track is called Empty Province. Same band.
Yeah.
endings like that. They drive me nuts. All right, I'm going to play two tracks next by my feature band. Yeah, I still have that. I also have, I think over the summer, I sort of have like a double feature kind of system going. Because if you were tuning in a couple weeks ago, I think last time I was here, I started my string quartet, quote, feature that I'm going to do every week. So I'm going to have a string quartet that I enjoy listening to because it's my favorite genre of classical music right now. And I have one today that I have some parts of. I want to play for you guys. It's really, really, really good. So I have that feature, but I also have my feature band. Today it's called The Sorrow and the Pity. And these guys, his name is Dave R. Bastard, but I don't know his last name, actually. He's a drummer. He's from Vancouver. He yells. I've also seen him play double bass. He, I think, is or was a doctoral SFU student. He's also playing with Darren Williams, who plays tenor saxophone very well. And, yeah, the album that I'm playing was recorded live at Lick, which is also in Vancouver. And I love their music. It's hilarious and awesome. So I'm going to play two tracks right now by them. The first one is called Song of the United Front / How Many Is That? And the second song is called The System. And so, yeah, this is The Sorrow and the Pity, live at Lick.
Well, I am just a little guy, and I'd rather not go home starved to death. But I'm on my 15-minute union break, and I still got 5 minutes left. So there, and the management can kiss my ass, because today I'm doing the minimum, and you're going to have to be okay with that.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold. But the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot? A salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
The system is good. I got a system. The system is good. I got a system. The system is good. It's a good system. And if you fuck with my system, you fuck with me. And if you fuck with me, I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna the system. Nobody fucks the system like I fuck the system. When I fuck the system, when I fuck the system loves it. The system loves it. The system loves it. The system loves it.
So, totally inspiring, in my opinion. Especially live. And man, that sax playing is so cool. Okay. I was going through the playlist ads in my email yesterday, getting ready for today's show, and I realized that Fela, his son, has a new album. It's Sean Kuti and Egypt 80, and the album is called Rise or something. I can't remember. I don't actually have it with me because I couldn't find it. So I will at least play something by them right now. And hopefully I'll have it next week. But this is Sean Kuti and Egypt 80 live in Dakar. And this is called The Mosquito Song.
Gonna be about malaria, and I heard the amount of people, the amount of my brothers that are dying every day. So I wrote this song because there's no way I can express myself except I do it in a song. So I wrote this song to talk about my brothers all over Africa dying of this disease. Yeah.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca. Winnipeg's Les Jupes are bringing their triumphant poetic songs about long-dead Russian prime ministers, ghosts, spiritual rebellion, and barely keeping it all together to the Biltmore Cabaret, Wednesday, July 13th.
Your mountain, where are your children flocking to?
Opening up the show will be East Van Minimalist's Drawn Ship and the lovely local harmonies of the Abramson Singers. Advance tickets are only $8 and can be snagged from the Biltmore. It's going to be a night of beautiful and eclectic music you won't want to miss when Les Jupes hits the Biltmore Cabaret, Wednesday, July 13th. Proudly presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. Here I am. I'm Robin. And we're coming back to my feature album, The Sorrow and the Pity, live at Lick in Vancouver in May a year ago. And this is the track called He Was a Real Bastard, So They Cut Off His Balls. Enjoy.
Bastard. violent scene, we'll bring you a musical interlude. You'd be picking your teeth up off the floor of the bar, trying to put them back into holes in your mouth where they probably came from. Yeah. Looking in crevices and dark corners in the bad lighting. Can't even fucking read in here. You'd be going, was that my tooth or was that somebody else's tooth? Was there, did I have a tooth in that hole there? Or was that always a hole? Did I have a tooth there? They say shit like, see what that fucking guy did. Fucking right. What a real bastard.
That was The Sorrow and the Pity with He Was a Real Bastard, So They Cut Off His Balls. I'm going to play a track next by the band called Brute Heart. And the track's called Eclipse. Their new album is out now. Let's see. It's called Lonely Hunter. And they're sort of like a chamber rock group trio. And it's funny, two people in the band are named Crystal. They're from Minneapolis, and this is on the Soft Abuse record label. So that's all I really have to say. I don't know a whole lot about them, so let's just check out their track. This is Eclipse.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to The Riv on CITR 101.9 FM. Here's another Sorrow in the Pity track. And this, there's two. I'm going to play The Support System and then I Serve Imperialism. How many is that? Here we go.
The Support System.
The Support System! Support the system! The support system, support system, support the support system. The support system, support system, support system, support the support system, support system. The support system.
Now!
I want to let you know, this is Bird Furs Green Feathers with their limited edition vinyl. This song's called No Great Day, and they are from Seattle, I think, on CLOKM Recorded Products. I'm going to play a couple more tracks. One is 1,000 Window Blinds, the last track I'm going to play by The Sorrow and the Pity today. And following that, I will show you my string quartet feature. First, I want to let you know, after me, at 5 o'clock, there's News 101, Sore Throats Redux, and then Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert at 6 and 6:30, 7:30, Exploding Head Movies, The Jazz Show at 9, and Canada Post Rock at midnight with John. So here we go, Sorrow and the Pity.
Can you hear me now? Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
promised. I'm going to play you a little bit of a string quartet written by Leos Janacek in October of 1923 in only 15 days. And this is a feat, I tell you, a feat. Because normally, a string quartet is one of the most complicated things to compose. And any composition can take, you know, a year to write, for example. So this is ridiculous. This is performed by the well-known Schönberg Quartet and released on the Naxos label. So, String Quartet number one. It's called the Kreutzer Sonata, which is from a Tolstoy novel. And it's imagining a poor, rundown woman go through her life. I'm going to start with the first movement, which I think is the most powerful out of them all. And I'm going to sign off here, folks. Thanks for tuning in to The Rib today on CITR. This is Robin. I'll be back next week at 4 p.m. Thanks for listening. Thank you.